This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The WBEN All Local. All Local. A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Mazurowski.
President-elect Trump took the stage at Mar-a-Lago, speaking to a crowd that included Elon Musk and others named to his new administration. Christiane Cordero has more from Washington.
President-elect Trump at a Mar-a-Lago gala.
Nobody knew we were going to win it the way we wanted.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Trump's nominee for health secretary, also in attendance. If confirmed, Kennedy would lead one of the biggest departments in the government, which includes the CDC and FDA and oversees Medicare and Obamacare. Kennedy recently said if given the opportunity, he would shake things up and potentially fire top employees.
Christiane Cordero there with the latest as we watch the appointments coming pretty fast this week. Well, after a couple of interest rate cuts over the last few months, the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said yesterday's in no hurry to lower rates again. Financial planner Doug Flynn tells News Nation there's a reason for Powell's cautious approach.
So there are things that are coming down, but there are things that are still up. And so what's happening is that the inflation numbers hang on a little bit higher than they want, and the economy is holding on better than anyone expected. And so that doesn't really lend itself to rapidly decreasing interest rates.
Powell said future rate adjustments will be based on incoming economic data.
Pete Guelli, chief operating officer of the Bills and the Sabres, says he's serious about bringing big events to Buffalo. He was a guest yesterday at the Buffalo Niagara Partnership's annual members meeting.
We've already reached out to the NFL and we've asked them about the 28 or 29 NFL draft. We know it's on their radar and we know we're a potential destination for that event, so we're going to continue that process. I have spoken to the NHL about the Winter Classic. 2028 is the 20-year anniversary of the first one. It would be great if those things lined up. Not sure on timing, but they're aware that we'd love to have an event like that here as well.
Sounds exciting. First NFL Winter Classic, NHL Winter Classic, took place at the stadium between the Sabres and Pittsburgh in 2008.
It would be nice to have that 20-year anniversary game
right.
at
Especially
the new stadium.
They played the 10th anniversary at Citi Field, right?
Yeah. So, the Sabres were involved, which was, I guess
here.
We were there.
Right.
Did they show up to play that day? I can't remember.
I don't think so.
But it would be nice to have it back here in Buffalo. So, I mean, geez, that's for a lot of people, it might be their best Sabres memory of the last 20 years.
Right.
Really. So it would be great to have it back. And some of these other big events, too. Who knows what's next? Well, Baxter Medical, which makes about 60% of IV bags used in the United States, now has a second production line back online. Sarah Kuzmarov explains what set production back.
The company's North Carolina plant was severely damaged by Hurricane Helene in September, stopping production. This caused hospitals to delay some elective surgeries.
One of those hospitals here is Catholic Health. Throughout their system, did that for about a week. Baxter has been importing fluids to try and meet up with the demand as they work to get production back to full capacity.
Right, that's a positive development there. In Buffalo, the city sharing some encouraging news on car thefts. Here's WBEN's Zach Penkew.
The city of Buffalo has seen a steep decline in vehicle thefts within the past year. Buffalo Police Commissioner Joseph Grimalia says it's down by more than 37% and explains there are multiple reasons as to why.
We have an auto theft grant from New York State that we have had for several decades. We retooled, retasked how that grant is utilized and what we do with it. We've done a lot more detective work in proactively recovering cars, getting cars out of circulation, a very data-driven approach. We use the same grid system we use for violent crime that we also use to track stolen cars.
Grimalia says despite the fact that it's down, it doesn't mean people are less willing to steal.
Lock your car. Don't leave any belongings in your car. Do not, I've said this hundreds of times, do not leave your key fob in the car. Don't leave it in there. They're going to look around for a car that the door is unlocked because they don't want to draw attention to themselves in the middle of the night if they're going through neighborhoods. First thing they're going to do is put their foot on the brake and push the start button. And if you leave the key fob in the car, then they just took your car with complete ease.
More on the story is available on our website. Zach Penkew, WBEN.com News.
All right, Zach, thank you. But there is always a catch. While car thefts in Buffalo may be down 37% this year, there was a 104% increase in 2023, meaning the number of cars being stolen is still well above where it was just a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's skyrocketing last year, making a dent this year in those numbers. Bills fans across the country gearing up for Sunday's game with the Chiefs. Here's WBEN's Brayton Wilson.
The last three regular season matchups between the Bills and Chiefs have come in Kansas City at Arrowhead Stadium, which allowed members of Bills Mafia living in the Midwest the chance to see their favorite team in action. However, they'll now be watching the Bills attempt to beat the Chiefs while heading to their nearby Bills backer bar to show their support this Sunday.
There's always excitement when the Bills play the Chiefs. And let's face it, we're the two best teams in the AFC. And a lot hinges on what's going to happen. And it generates a lot of excitement, I'm sure, in Buffalo and here in Kansas City.
That's Al Burns, owner of Al's Bar and Grill, an official Bills backer bar in Parkville, Missouri. Despite maybe not being as busy as Burns may expect come Sunday, especially with the game being in Western New York, he knows there will still be plenty of fans dedicating their day to cheer on the Bills, as well as the Chiefs.
We're going to do a lot of chicken wing business. So, yeah, it's going to be a crazy, crazy Sunday. All hands on deck. They'll be waiting outside the door 11 o'clock on Sunday morning to stake out their seats and their tables for a game that's 4.5 hours later.
Meanwhile, how are Chiefs fans in Buffalo feeling heading into Sunday's showdown with the Bills? Vinny Garofalo, owner of Casey's Black Rock on Amherst Street in the only Chiefs backers bar in Western New York, admits the 9-0 start to the season in Kansas City has been way more stressful than it should be.
Usually when you're 9-0, you're thinking, you know, you're going to run the table and win every game. I feel like every game is just a testament to their coaching staff and their ability to just finish and close games really well. And that's Andy Reid. You know, despite Mahomes not having his best year, you know, it's pretty apparent.
More from backers bar owners from both teams is available for you online. Brayton Wilson, WBEN.com News.
Hey, Sabres pick up a win last night, too.
Across, one-timer scores! Rasmus Dahlin with the overtime winner! That is a delicious finish by the captain, and the Sabres take it 4-3.
4-3, the final in overtime. Buffalo beats St. Louis. Sabres next travel to Philadelphia. They play there tomorrow night before heading out west. Next week, they're back at home the day before and day after Thanksgiving.
Okay. Finally, Dahlin. I've been waiting for him to...
Yeah, it was nice to have him punch home that overtime winner last night. Let's get things rolling here, right? And we'll see about... Tage Thompson did not play last night. We'll see. They said kind of day-to-day thing that he might be available last night. He didn't end up being available. Maybe tomorrow night. We'll see.
We'll find out. And hopefully he can make that Western Road Trip.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast. Mostly cloudy skies this afternoon with temperatures near 50 degrees. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, lows near 40. On Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds with highs near 50. Partly to mostly cloudy, low to mid-50s on Sunday. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Aaron Minkowski.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live line this morning, Josh Klingler, who's the sideline reporter on the Chiefs radio network. We're previewing Bills and Chiefs 4:30, Sunday. Got that extra half hour to make sure everyone's tuning in for this one. Josh, thanks for joining us. I mean, it's the big one. I want to know, how big is it? Has it diminished at all because of the playoff matchup last year? And, you know, we've been talking to Bills fans throughout the week, and there is kind of this feeling that, you know, it's a big game, but what does it mean if you can't get it done in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think it's probably gotten to that point. I mean, these matchups are always fun, but I'm guessing for sure from a Buffalo perspective, it's got to be, yeah, this team's a pain in the rear, and we got to get them eliminated in the postseason. And I get it. They have elevated themselves to that status. You know, not to say that it's only about the playoffs for the Chiefs at this point in time, but, you know, I think they kind of showed it last year that, you know, they came from a different route last year and had to do it all on the road. And obviously Buffalo was one of those stops. And so, yeah, they've been a pretty resilient team this year as well. I can see if everyone from around the league's going, you know, enough is enough with these guys, because they found just different ways to win games. The defense has been called upon to win a game. The offense has been called upon to put together a drive to win a game. And then obviously last week, blocking a field goal, having the special teams win a game. It's been off to a pretty ridiculous and sometimes head-shaking start, because they haven't played their best football yet. Here they are, undefeated, heading to Buffalo this week.
And what is, Josh, the perception of the Bills there in Kansas City?
Well, I think it's still that they are one of the teams that can be in your way at the end. They fully expect the Bills to be there at the tail end of the playoffs. I think going into the season, you probably looked at the Chiefs, the Bills, and Baltimore and Cincinnati as probably the four at the top of the AFC. I think that's how Kansas City, the city anyway, perceives. Those are always the contenders. They've beaten both the Ravens and Bengals in very close games in weeks 1 and 2, and now get a crack at the Bills as well. And now, can you keep the distance? Can you put yourself in a position to, you know, be the number one seed at the end of the regular season? These are all games that factor in. You know, I think from the outside, you kind of looked at Buffalo this year, like, okay, is this a year they're going to take maybe a step back? But they have not, and they've looked great. Josh Allen obviously scares the heck out of a lot of Chiefs fans. Certainly gets the attention of defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo and his ability to make plays. But no, they're looked at as a team that, you know, we fully expect to be there to contend with come playoff time.
Well, the Chiefs, I mean, what an incredible game last week to win on that blocked field goal at the end. You had fans here maybe a little split. I think a lot of people wanted to see the Chiefs lose, and this game could have been for the one seed, at least for one week here. I don't know, Josh. I was kind of happy to see the Chiefs win because I love an undefeated team coming in here and the chance to hand them their first loss. How much is the undefeated talk happening in Kansas City right now? You know, the undefeated season thing, does that wait until you hit double digits in weeks? I mean, you know, where are we in that?
Yeah, I mean, I think the pressure is going to ramp up with each and every week. The players have not talked about it, and really they have not talked about it as a goal. Look, they openly, before the season, discussed trying to win three titles in a row, something that's never been done in the NFL. They did not shy away from, man, that's our goal. I never heard, and also go undefeated. That feels like a silly something to shoot for, right? But here they are in the midst of it. I don't think they're going to shy away from it necessarily, but I don't think it's the be-all, end-all. Look, they are super competitors. They want to win every single game. I don't know what the pressure will be like if it gets any later in the year. I don't think it's fully on as of yet. I think it just happens to be an undefeated team that's finding a way to win games at this point in time. It's definitely not something that's there. The Super Bowl and winning a third one is definitely a goal. I think undefeated would be obviously some kind of icing on the cake, but not necessarily a targeted goal, if you know what I mean.
Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker, I'm just saying this morning, is on IR, injured.
Yeah, yeah, that was strange kind of end of week development. The story of this Chiefs team this season should be the injuries, and it hasn't been because they have had some what should be devastating injuries. Lost their top running back Isaiah Pacheco, who now is working back and actually could be back, probably not this week, but maybe as soon as next week. They lost their top two wide receivers. I know you have Patrick Mahomes to help kind of cover those things, but they've also gone out and made acquisitions to fill in the gaps. Kareem Hunt has been terrific in his return at running back. Obviously, they made the trade for DeAndre Hopkins. There aren't too many of those guys floating out there, and he's been fantastic filling in. And then, yeah, to lose a guy, again, who's very capable of winning games, has won games, has won a Super Bowl on his leg, is something they're going to have to fill probably for the next, it sounds like, 4 to 6 weeks with a knee injury. And so, not necessarily ideal, but this Chiefs team finds a way. Now, he is a definitive weapon, a guy that they trust to really deliver long field goals in pressure situations. I can't imagine they're going to do those types of things. So it's got to change a little bit probably of the game plan about how I'm not sure how aggressive they could be offensively, but they would let Harrison Butker tee it up from just about anywhere and let it fly. I don't think that's going to be the case anymore in his absence. But yeah, another injury they have to overcome to a pretty good player.
Yeah, and I mean, it makes a big difference considering these games. What is it? Seven of nine have been one score games for the Chiefs. I mean, how are you holding up?
Yeah, oh no, the nerves get a little afraid. Last week was probably the first one where you go, yeah, I guess, you know, this run to start the year is going to be over. Because that one, I mean, it came down to the final play. Who's calling for a blocked field goal? I should have said, well, the Chiefs special teams were, because they afterwards they felt pretty confident. Oh yeah, that was something we thought we could have a chance to get. But yeah, they keep the fans on the edge of their seats. I'm sure the television networks love it. I know our radio network loves it, right? We keep people sticking around as long as possible. But yeah, you know, I don't expect this week to be any different. So they haven't had a lot of easy breathing games thus far. But I think that seemingly is the way they go about it and the way they like it.
Do you think there'll be a lot of Chiefs fans in the stadium here? Are you hearing a lot about people making the trip?
You know, they do find their way in. Buffalo is one of those places they don't really get into, though, right? I mean, they hold the fort just about as well as anybody. But, yeah, there are Chiefs fans that usually make the trip. Some places, like, bigger than others. There's a couple almost like destination cities now at this point in time. And a couple of them happen to be in the division where you can go and tickets are plentiful and they buy up the place and kind of take over. I don't think Buffalo is going to make it that easy. But, no, there'll be some fans that are in attendance. But we know Buffalo – a terrific fan base that loves to be out there and support their team. And heck, I heard the weather, you know, as I was waiting to get on, it's going to be in the 50s. I mean, who doesn't want to go to a football game in the 50s? You don't get that much this time of year, right?
No, it's going to be a beautiful day. Good for you and good for everybody who's down there on Sunday. Hey, Josh, thanks a lot for coming on with us and look forward to Sunday. Going to be a fun one.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.